the band back together for JCPenney's Back to School Palooza. Look for this week's coupon and take an extra 25% off. Use it on select Arizona shorts and tees for juniors, guys, and kids. They're already up to 50% off. Or shop select Adidas apparel and shoes for the family at 25% off. On the go, choose contact-free curbside pickup or get free shipping on $49 or more. Find chart-topping deals all week long at JCPenney. Offers valid 7/16 to 7/19. Adidas excluded from coupon. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, that's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It all started with a grilled cheese sandwich. Two simple pieces of bread, some butter, and a slice of American cheese. But after making it day after day, week after week, I hungered for more. Colby, provolone, Gouda. But Gouda wasn't good enough. I wanted great. I added tomatoes, pickles, jalapenos. If I could birth this gooey work of art in my tiny, modest kitchen, imagine what I could do in a gourmet chef's kitchen. So I called U.S. Bank about loaning me some extra cheddar. Now I had the mad cheese skill and a superior grill. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Today, Corey's unfit to play or to participate, so it's an opportunity for now for those other guys to compete. And we'll probably rotate those three guys, Subban, Delia, and Lankinen. We'll rotate them through the first group. It's a great opportunity for them and a great opportunity for us to evaluate them, and we expect a lot of competition, and we have confidence in all three of those guys that they're going to make it hard on us and play at a high level.
I missed just the very beginning of the Corey answer. Is there a time frame? Like, could he be back in a couple weeks, or is it just up in the air?
Yeah, for now, just he's unfit to play, and I think, you know, the NHL has been pretty clear that's going to be the policy going forward as far as how we announce all injuries, and so that's all I have for you.
Hi, Coach. If Corey was unable to go, would one of the three have an upper hand, or would you see competition, or how do you look at that?
We've told them it's going to be based on how they perform, and they're all going to be given equal opportunity. And, you know, we have Matt Tompkins here as well, who, you know, he's been done a good job at the American League and East Coast levels. And so it's an opportunity for him to compete as well. So there's obviously, at the end, we're going to have to make a decision, but we want those guys to make it as difficult as possible.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. This hour on The Score was brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-KARS-4KIDS. 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. That was the voice of Blackhawks coach Jeremy Colliton talking at via Zoom after the Blackhawks workout yesterday. I believe Mully is off today. Zach Zabin was kind enough to fill in for the first 3 hours or so. Then he's got stuff to do. He's got to prepare. He's got a big game to call on Sunday night here on The Score, Cubs and White Sox. I believe that's at Wrigley Field. Is that at Wrigley? Maybe we'll find out. They're playing each other in Chicago. Let's just say that. Anyway, I know it's hockey, and I know that, you know, we do our best to kind of avoid the sport sometimes here at The Score, but I can't go without addressing this. The couple things that came out of the Blackhawks practice this week, especially the last couple of days, the NHL has got to do something about this designation about having players declared unfit to play. Because number one, that is just unfair to call them unfit. It's unfair to call them unfit because it implies so many other things that it might not be. We don't know what the reasons are behind Corey Crawford. You can speculate all you want. It's not fair to do. The bottom line is, as long as he is unfit to play, the Blackhawks have a problem on their hands. And that's enough to kill your hockey buzz in Chicago. If you're me, you were excited about the Blackhawks getting into the playoffs. You were excited about them sneaking in and having this time off and having an opportunity to sneak in because the randomness of hockey told you that despite their bad defense, despite all the reasons you saw that they were a flawed team before the pandemic forced us to have a pause, that they had star power and they had a hot goalie and they had experience and they had a chance. You lose Corey Crawford, you take that out of the equation. I'm sorry, Jeremy Colliton. I'm not believing. I don't think that Colin Delia, Malcolm Subban, and Kevin Lankinen are good enough. When you have three goalies, you know what they say, the old adage, you don't have one, right? Kevin's laughing because he knows all the hockey adages.
All of them.
All of them.
Puck luck.
But I just think that it's a shame that we could possibly be deprived that chance to see the Blackhawks do what we thought they were capable of doing with Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane and Duncan Keith. And heck, call me a hockey romantic. I even love the idea of Brent Seabrook being back on the ice, even if he's the seventh or eighth defenseman. But he has come back from three surgeries, and if he's there in the dressing room, as it were, he's there for leadership. His example is a positive one. I love everything about the Blackhawks' chances, unless they're taking the ice without their number one goaltender. At that point, okay. At that point, I'm just not there. I love Alex DeBrincat. I love Stromey. I love seeing all these young players come into their own. I love the idea of a young Kirby Doc. Boy, does he look good. Boy, does he look stronger. He's 19.
Playoff beard's not really quite coming in yet.
Yeah, though. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, when I was 19, I was
Kevin, he's got a hockey body, and he's got hockey skills, and he's going to be a tremendous player. And he is better, I think, already. But that brings me to the overall point, which I hate myself for thinking this. I really do. Kirby Doc was drafted a year ago. In June, he was an 18-year-old that you wondered about his readiness for the NHL. And you wondered about, what are they doing with an 18-year-old? How quickly can he contribute? And here he is contributing as a rookie. Now, there are factors that were involved. There were injuries. There were reasons why Jeremy Colliton, as his coach, gave him, you know, Kirby Doc a chance to be part of this youth movement that they're kind of blending with this star power. They're trying to serve both masters. There have been a lot of changes with the Blackhawks front office. But anyway, you can draft a player 1 year and have him immediately contribute to the next season. And so we get to the point where the reality is that after the NHL draft lottery last month, about a month ago, the Blackhawks found themselves facing this reality that they can either get into the playoffs and they advance, they take their chances with a hot goaltender and their star power, and they see where it takes them, which I like. Or if they lose and they get eliminated, they become one of eight teams with a chance at the number one overall pick. The number one overall pick is a young man by the name of, I think, and I'm going to botch his name because I can't really pronounce it.
Jose Altuve.
No, not that. It's Alexis Lafreniere, I believe. And he's a winger, and he's got an NHL-ready body, and he is the next big thing in hockey. And he is one of these guys that you could envision being a Blackhawk for a long time. You could envision him being in a hockey sweater for a long time. Whatever team drafts him is going to be a lucky team to draft a player that impactful that soon. And so I find myself having this internal debate, which I hate, and I have shouted down whenever I have heard it come up with other sports and other friends and other fans, and I hate it every time it comes up. Are they better off missing the playoffs and tanking to get a draft pick? And I'm always like, no, no, never. You're always better off getting to the postseason. I cannot really deprogram that part of my brain that says you're better off winning rather than losing. And yet, when I heard Corey Crawford is unfit to play, and they're having to choose between Colin Delia, Malcolm Subban, and Kevin Lankinen, and with due respect, I started the internal tug of war. Which way do I lean? Which way makes the most sense? Because the Blackhawks organization, which I don't know if you noticed or not, state of flux. There are a lot of changes. They fired the president. They got rid of eight guys. They're restructuring, retitling everybody. There's a lot of changes. It's a young coach. I think Stan Bowman probably will survive this. They might hire a new hockey ops guy. Who knows? But if you're in that state of flux, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to get eliminated. And I hate saying that. I hate acknowledging that. And I hate rooting for that. And I don't know that I will, ultimately, once they drop the puck. I love that term, drop the puck, don't you, Kevin? I love, once they drop the puck August 1st, I think I'll be like, all right, that's the one team in town I think I root for. I allow myself to be a fan of at times, more so than the others, perhaps. But I think that when they drop the puck, I'll want them to win, but I will be okay if they lose because they probably should. It might be better off if they do.
See, that's like a win-win then. It's like it's a padding. If they do indeed lose in the first round, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, now they're in the mix for Alexis Lafreniere. And if they beat Edmonton, then it's a great upset, and then everybody gets Hawks fever again, and you can, you know, maybe get one of these backup goalies through some miraculous feat, being able to stand on his head, you know, even though it might not be Corey Crawford. It's a win-win scenario right here if you look at it that way.
I hope it is pronounced Lafreniere because it sounds a lot more hockey-like.
Alexis Lafreniere.
I've heard it Lafreniere. I've heard it a couple different ways. I just know the kid can play. I've seen the couple videos online. I've done enough research to watch him to know what you would be missing out on if you don't draft him. I guess it is win-win. That to me sounds like a massive rationalization.
That's what I do.
I know.
My life. That's
here's
my,
what I do.
My life is a series of rationalizations.
Ultimately, as we have sort of talked in circles about this, this is where I think I am, though. I hope Corey Crawford becomes fit to play. I hope that it is a short-term layoff rather than a long-term layoff. If he's got reservations and he wants to opt out or whatever, I think everyone needs to respect everyone else in terms of how they view this pandemic and the risk versus reward calculus. But I hope that Corey Crawford is healthy. I hope that he comes back, and I hope he stands on his head. And I hope the Hawks win the first series. I hope they win the second series. I hope they get to the Stanley Cup final, because a fall with hockey and football and baseball and everything else going on, that would be fun because we miss our live sports, and we certainly miss our hockey. That would be the best-case scenario. It's also probably the most unlikely scenario because Jeremy Colleton, he's not been around here a long time, but he's been around long enough to talk in coach speak. He did not sound like a guy planning on getting his number one goaltender back anytime soon, which is bad news for those of us who were hoping they would go far in the playoffs, but perhaps we can turn that into good news if they get eliminated and they get a little puck luck and they end up with the number one overall pick to pick a guy whose name we will learn to pronounce. I guarantee you that if they pick him with the number one overall pick of the 2021 NHL draft. So anyway, there's a hockey segment for you, Kevin. We'd like to thank all of you out there. That is hockey, baby, Kaner. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for listening. And thank you for just interacting with us all week. It's been a fun week. I am going to be off tomorrow. Tom Thayer and Zach Zaidman will be back in the booth. Does it work? Zach is going to get his practice for Sunday's game by hosting with Tom Thayer. Thank you to Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
It's good to be pissed off a little bit.
Thank you for Kevin for not having too many drops during my hockey segment.
Good old pundits. Boy, they're wrong a lot, aren't they?
And thank you to the glue of the operation, Ray Diaz. Appreciate all you do, Ray.
Sorry about this blood.
Everybody, stay safe. Mask up. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
Hey, it's Parkins from the Mac and Parkins Show, and more of you are getting back in the car and driving to and from work. So remember, turn on The Score on your ride home for the Mac and Parkins Show, number one in the afternoons, 2 to 6. We're talking Cubs and Sox, the upcoming Bears training camp, and more. Professional sports are going back to work along with you. So join us in your car on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Because you're more than energy, more than bones, immunity, healthy hair, skin, and nails. You're all in one, and so are we. Meet Smarty Pants Women's Formula, packed with over 18 premium nutrients and omega-3 fish oil to support a more productive and healthier you. Smarty Pants, because it's the smarter way to healthier.
Back together for JCPenney's Back to School Palooza. Look for this week's coupon and take an extra 25% off. Use it on select Arizona shorts and tees for juniors, guys, and kids. They're already up to 50% off. Or shop select Adidas apparel and shoes for the family at 25% off. On the go, choose contact-free curbside pickup or get free shipping on $49 or more. Find chart-topping deals all week long at JCPenney. Offers valid 7/16 to 7/19. Adidas excluded from coupon. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
As a truck driver, what's at the top of your mind right now? Running enough miles? Having more home time? Driving for a company that provides peace of mind? Schneider was founded during the Great Depression, and over 85 years later, we continue to have work, so drivers can count on consistent paychecks to provide for themselves and for their families. Schneider remains loaded and moving, while hiring more drivers and adding new customers each day. Take control of your career and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
The Bulls, Kobe White.
Hey, Chicago, if you haven't noticed, we aren't playing right now, and you shouldn't be either. As much as you want to see us play, and as much as we want to play for you, we need your help to get back on the court. Please do your part to help slow COVID-19 down. Please follow all local health advisories, stay home, and help save lives.
The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
We figured we'd go down there into my basement, and that wallpaper is the play call sheets from the 2018 season. It was the perfect time during the draft to do that, and there was more space. But right now, all they're getting is the backdrop of my office that I'm in my home office.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing.
summer is a great time to start a garden. If you've been spending more time indoors, you might want to consider an indoor garden. Miniature citrus trees, pineapples, tomatoes, and chives are all plants that can be grown indoors and also provide you with food. And if you are doing some gardening outdoors, note that the common household product vinegar can be a safe and effective weed killer. It